Okay, I'm going to call this meeting of the House Finance Committee to order. Let the record reflect that the time is 1:42 p.m. on Monday, February 24th, 2020. Present today, we've got Representative LeBon, Representative Tilton, Representative Carpenter, Vice Chair Ortiz, Co-Chair Johnston, Representative Sullivan Leonard, Representative Knopp, Representative Merrick, and myself, Co-Chair Foster. Just a reminder, if folks could mute their cell phones. And at this meeting, the committee will be considering the adoption of a committee substitute for HB 234. That is the FY20 supplemental. And then after that, we will take up the governor's budget amendments to the operating budget and the mental health budgets. And with regard to the supplemental budget, HB 234, pretty much in a nutshell, all that was done is we just rolled in the governor's supplementals into the supplemental bill. So that's really the only real change. We'll have folks come up and explain more here. And we also have with us Representative Josephson and Representative Wool. And so with that, to get the supplemental before us, I would entertain a motion.
Yes, Mr. Co-Chair, I move that House Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for House Bill 234, work draft 31-GH2200/M, Bruce, dated 2/21/20, as our working document.
Okay, thank you. And seeing no objection, we've adopted the committee substitute as our working document for HB 234. And here to walk us through the committee substitute changes is my staff, Brody Anderson, as well as Alexi Painter, the legislative fiscal analyst, and we'll take a brief at ease. Okay, House Finance Committee back to order. And Representative Johnston, I believe you'd like to withdraw your amendment and restate the amendment or the motion.
Yes. Mr. Co-Chair, I'd like to withdraw my amendment and restate it.
I'm sorry, the motion.
Mr. Co-Chair, I move that the House Finance Committee adopt committee substitute for House Bill 234, work draft 31-GH220/M, COAD. Dated 2/21/20 in our working document.
And that just reflects that this is the newest version of the supplemental. So with that and seeing no objections, if we could both have you put yourselves on the record and explain the changes.
Thank you, Co-Chair Foster. My name is Brody Anderson, staff to Representative Neil Foster.
Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division.
Before the subcommittee today, or excuse me, before the committee today is the CS for HB 234. The documents that are in front of you will consist of the actual bill with the CS version M, a summary of changes that would look similar to this. This will be the main reference for the committee. Then there will be ledge finance reports of various items, and then a spreadsheet of the actual description of items. Co-Chair Foster, before the committee today is committee substitute 234 that reflects the governor's original supplemental bill with technical and conforming changes to match the drafting manual of legislative legal, along with all of the governor's amendments offered on February 19th to the supplemental bill, and then certain items were removed. This supplemental bill totals $526,222,400 of additional spending in the fiscal year of 2020. Of that, the total agency operations are $433,450,000 $200. Statewide items are $9,487,600. And the capital budget requested items total $83,284,600. Breaking it down by funding sources, and these numbers would be found on the language and numbers report for the operating budget, and it's a combined total. If you have to add the capital budget reports from legislative finance and the operating budget, since it's a supplemental bill, both items are included. For federal funds, it equals $207,201,900. For DGF, or designated general funds, there's $12,826,100. In other funds, there is $7,505,000. And the unrestricted general funds included in this bill are $298,689,400. Starting in the operating budget section of the supplemental, which is known as Section 1, starting on page 2 of the actual bill, this section is the operating supplemental numbers section. It includes all operating number section items proposed by the governor in his version of HB 234. There's only one difference. It's in Section 1, page 3, line 11, which is Medicaid services. The governor included $18 million of federal funds for adult preventative dental that had already been restored in HB 2001. This CS removes the unnecessary federal authority and then left the portion of UGF. Turning next to the capital budget portions, starts on Section 4, page 8. This section is the capital supplemental number section items. It includes all capital number section items proposed by the governor in his version of HB 234, and then also has his amendments from February 19th. The new item in the governor's amendment is on page 8, line 17. This is the Alaska Land Mobile Radio Site, or ALMAR, refresh project for $24 million of new UGF. Section 8 on page 12, line 15, matches the combined sections in the governor's original version of 234 and the February 19th amendments. These amendments added two additional settlements. Next is Section 10, Section 10, page 13, line 5. This includes an amendment added by the governor on February 19th to carry forward the bond proceeds for the tax credit bonds to FY21 in case the bond issues of oil tax bonds are delayed. Section 11, starting on page 13, line 14, includes a scope change requested by the governor for Knik Goose Bay Road. The governor's prior subsection reappropriated $3 million of lapsing capital projects to the general fund was removed. These items can be addressed in the capital budget. Next is the constitutional budget reserve language found in Section 17, starting on page 15, line 11. This restricts the CBR access granted in this section to this bill alone, HB 234. The governor's language had included unlimited CBR access for the entire FY20 remaining calendar year. The changes in the legislation that is not reflected in this CS is as follows. The governor's Section 7 was removed. This section reappropriated $1.1 million of lapsing capital projects in Department of Commerce, Community, and Economic Development to the general fund. These items can be addressed in the capital budget at a future time. Three of the governor's prior subsections for the Department of Revenue were deleted. One section reappropriated a lapsing capital project totaling $331,900 to the general fund. The other sections reappropriated a lapsing capital project for the Department of Revenue to the Department for Consultants and Planning, Office Space Planning. All three items can be addressed again in the capital budget. Finally, the last thing removed was the governor had proposed a fund transfer of $1.1 million from the Alaska Housing Capital Corporation was also removed. This can also finally be addressed in the capital budget. Mr. Chairman, those are the changes made to the CS.
Thank you, Mr. Anderson. So in a nutshell, this new version of the supplemental is just the governor's original supplemental bill with the supplemental changes or adds that were incorporated in his amendments, and there are no major changes other than technical and conforming changes on our part, correct?
To the chair, yes.
Okay, thank you. Does the committee have any questions with regard to the new version of the supplemental? Looks like there's some looking through papers, so I'll give it a moment here. I don't see any questions. So with that, amendments for HB 234, the FY 20 supplemental, we would ask that they be turned in by noon tomorrow. And as a reminder, amendments to HB 205, which is the FY 21 operating budget, as well as the HB 206, the FY 21 mental health budget, those will be due by 5 p.m. tomorrow. So two deadlines, supplemental is at noon tomorrow, and then for the operating budget, 5 o'clock tomorrow. And are there any questions before we move over to the governor's amendments? Seeing none, the committee will now move over to the governor's amendments, and the governor's amendments packet is in order by department. So we will start with the amendments to the Department of Administration. And if there are any questions about an amendment, Legislative Finance is here for us as a resource. So with that, we will start with Amendment GAA. And this amendment is a technical fix that came from the Office of Management, and it's why it is outside of the governor's amendment packets. And so with that, Representative Johnston, would you please move the amendments?
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move GA-A, the correcting salary adjustments.
Are there any questions of the committee? Is there an objection? I see no objection. So with that, amendment GAA passes. Is everybody okay? Do they have the paperwork in front of them? Does anybody need a little more time? Okay.
Where are we looking at that?
So with that, we will move over to GA1. Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move GA2, the Health Plan Administration.
Is it GA1?
Where are they listed?
That was GAA.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, I'd like to withdraw my amendment.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I move GA1.
Okay.
Centralized Administrative Service Retirement and Benefits.
And I'll slow this down a little bit just to make sure. Let's take a refeedies. I want to make sure everybody's got the paperwork in front of them. Refeedies. Okay, House Finance back to order. I think everybody's got the correct paperwork in front of them. And also, just so members know, I think there's 64 items here. Some of the items will be bundled. They're very similar, so we're probably in the 50 range of the number of amendments that we have before us. These are all governor amendments. And maybe if I can call up Ledge Finance, just so that if there are any questions, we'll have you all set to go. And I think we've got Kelly Cunningham, as well as Pat Pitney, the Ledge Finance, or Alexi Painter. And if you can both put yourselves on the record, that way if there are any questions on any of these, you'll be all set.
For the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division.
For the record, Kelly Cunningham, Legislative Finance.
Thank you. And I believe we had the motion was made for GA1. I did not hear an objection. If anybody would like an explanation, they're certainly welcome to object. And I'm not hearing any. So with that, and if you could just restate the motion, Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move GA2, which is a health plans.
GA1, sorry. Yeah, just so that folks remember or know which one we're on, what the issue topic is.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I move GA1, which is a centralized administrative services and retirement and benefits.
And I don't see an objection. So with that, GA1 is adopted. And that takes us over to the next item. Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move GA2, health plan administration.
Okay. And is there any objection? Seeing no objection, item number GA2 has been adopted. Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move GA3, shared services, Alaska accounting.
Okay. And I'm not seeing any objections here. So GA3 has been adopted. And just so folks know, we are currently on Department of Administration governor's amendments. So we'll be moving over to the next department after that. And the chair of that subcommittee will be making those motions and so on and so forth. So with that, Representative Johnston, we have three items before us bundled together.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I move GA4, Department of Administration, Office of Technology, GA33, and GA34, Military and Veterans Affairs of State of Alaska Telecommunication System.
Thank you, Representative Johnston. And I don't see an objection. So with that, items GA4, GA33, and GA34 have been adopted. Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move GA5, Legal and Advocacy Services, Office of Public Advocacy.
Okay, this is for OPA. And I don't see any objections, so item GA5 has been adopted. Representative Johnston. Oh, it looks like we're at GA6, and it looks like that might be a little bit of a different situation here. Governor's Amendment number 6, that was already adopted by the subcommittee. So that will not be offered here in full finance. And item number 6, just to refresh people's memory, that is add carry forward language in the numbers section. Maybe this is something that I may want to ask for an objection, Representative Johnston.
I object.
And Mr. Painter, would you mind just explaining this one? That's GA6, it's the carry forward.
Mr. Chairman, GA6 is adding carry forward language to the Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. It was inadvertently left out of the governor's budget. The subcommittee already added that wordage, so it is unnecessary to add it again.
Thank you. Do you maintain your objection?
No.
The objection's removed. Any further objection? Seeing no further objection, GA6, we did not move that one, so we will move over to GA 7, 31, and 32. And that would be in the Department of Commerce and on page 2 of the packet before you. And we have we've bundled, again, GA 7, 31, and 32. And Representative Wohl, would you like to move these amendments?
Mr. Chair, I move GA 7, Alaska Oil and Gas Conservation Commission.
GA 31 and 32, Civil Division, accept contracts relating to interpretation of Janus versus AFSCME Natural Resources.
Thank you. That's AFSCME. And with that, is there any objection to the motion? And I don't see any objections. So with that, items GA 7, 31, and 32 have been adopted. And that rounds out so the governor's amendments regarding Department of Commerce. So that will next take us over to the Department of Corrections. And that is also Representative Wool. And this is regarding GA 8. Representative Wool.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move GA 8, Administration and Support, Administrative Services.
And is there any objection to item number GA 8? I don't see any. So with that, GA 8 for Administration and Support Services has been adopted. And next, Representative Wool.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 9, Information Technology, MIS.
Okay, and I don't see any objection. So with that, GA 9 has been adopted. That takes us over to the Governor's Amendment number 10. This was also already adopted by the subcommittee, so it will not be offered here in full finance. And I totally, we don't need an objection because there's no motion. So maybe if I could ask Ms. Cunningham if you could also just explain what this was.
For the record, Kelly Cunningham, Legislative Finance. This item removes the request to fund out-of-state contractual for the department, and the department has since retracted that request and will not be sending prisoners out of state.
Thank you. And that is GA 10. And so with that, there is no motion. I don't see any motion. So with that, we will move over to GA 11. Representative Wool.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move GA 11, Health and Rehabilitation Services, Health and Rehabilitation Director's Office.
Okay. And is there any objection? Seeing no objection, GA 11 has been adopted. That rounds out Department of Corrections, and we'll next go to the Department of Education regarding the governor's amendments. And that would take us to page 4 of your packet. And the next item is GA 12, Representative Ortiz.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 12, Education Support and Admin Services, Student and School Achievement.
Okay. And I don't see any objection. So GA 12 has been adopted. Representative Ortiz, GA 13.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 13, Alaska State Libraries, Archives, Museums, Museum Operations.
And I don't see any objection. So GA 13 has been adopted. GA 14, Governor's Amendment 14 is in the Department of Environmental Conservation on page 5. That was already adopted by the subcommittee as well, and so it will not be offered. If I could ask Ledge Finance if they could just explain this one as well.
Chair Foster, for the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance Division. This reverses a governor's decrement. The subcommittee did not adopt the decrement, so the reversal is unnecessary.
Thank you. So if there is no motion, that takes us to Office of the Governor on page 6 in your packets. And we have amendment number GA 15, Representative Johnston.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move GA 15, Executive Operations, Lieutenant Governor.
Okay, and I don't see any objections. So with that, GA 15 has been adopted. And Representative Johnston, GA 16.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move GA 16, Elections.
Okay. And again, this is on page 6. Is there any objection to this item? Seeing no objection, item number GA 16 has been adopted. That will take us over to GA 17 and 18, and those are both within the Department of Health. And Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move GA 17 and 18, Behavioral Health.
Okay. And is there any objection? Seeing none, GA 17 and 18 have been adopted. And next we have GA 19, Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I will not be moving GA 19.
Okay. Would anybody else? It looks like there is no motion. So with that, we will move over to GA-20.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to move GA-20, Alaska Mental Health Board Advisory Board on Alcohol and Drug Abuse.
Okay. Is there any objection? Seeing no objection, GA-20 has been adopted. That takes us over to GA-21. That's that was already addressed by the subcommittee as well. Will not be offered here in full finance. Representative Johnston, I believe you'd like to speak to your subcommittee's actions on this item.
Yes, this is just the appropriation for the Suicide Prevention Council grant funding. So we've already taken care of this in the subcommittee.
Is there any questions on GA-21? Seeing no questions, that takes us to GA-22. Representative Johnston.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I'd like to move GA-22, Children's Services, Foster Care, Special Needs.
Okay. And is there any objection? Seeing no objection, GA-22 has been adopted. Representative Johnston, GA-23.
Mr. Chair, I move GA-23, Children's Services, Subsidized and Adoptions and Guardianship.
Okay. And I don't see any objections. So GA-23 has been adopted. GA-24 also addressed by the subcommittee, so that won't be offered here in full finance. Representative Johnston, if you'd also like to speak to this.
Yes, Mr.
Briefities. Okay, House Finance back on record, and with that.
I apologize, Mr. Chair. I needed a little help with my memory. This is a grant that the state didn't receive.
Okay. Is there any further questions? And that was GA-24. Any questions on GA-24? Seeing none, that'll take us over to the next three bundled items, 25, 26, and 27. Representative Johnston.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move GA-25, Senior Disability Services Administration, GA-26 and 27, Departmental Support Services Commissioner's Office.
Okay, is there any objection? Seeing none, items 25, 26, and 27 have been adopted. We are now moving over to the Department of Labor, and that's on page 9. And Representative Knopf, if you would move GA-28.
Mr. Chair, I would move GA-28. This is Commissioner Administrative Services Workforce Investment Board.
Okay. And is there any objection? I don't hear any. So with that, item GA-28 has been adopted. And GA-29, Representative Knopf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move GA-29, again, Alaska Vocational Technical Center, Alaska Vocational Technical Center TVEP funding.
Thank you. Is there any objection to the adoption of item GA-29? Seeing none, we'll move over to GA-30. Representative Knopf.
Mr. Chair, I would move GA-30, Alaska Vocational Technical Center, salary adjustments.
Okay, salary adjustments. Is there any objection? I don't see any. So item GA-30 is adopted. With GA-31 through GA-34 being addressed earlier, we will move over to GA-35, that was already adopted by the subcommittee, so it won't be offered here in full finance. But if we could also just get a short description of that from Ledge Finance.
For the record, Kelly Cunningham, Legislative Finance. This correction was already adopted in subcommittee, so it's unnecessary to adopt it today.
And the topic of that was, if you could refresh our memory, GA-35.
It was a salary adjustment that was doubled.
Thank you. Okay, so we will now go over to the Department of Natural Resources. That's on page 11 in your packet. We have before us amendment GA-36, Representative Knopf.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I would move GA 36. It's administrative and support services in the commissioner's office.
Okay. And I don't see any objections. So GA 36 has been adopted. Representative Knopp, GA 37.
GA 37. Mr. Chair, I move GA 37, Office of Project Management and Permitting.
I object.
We have an objection. Representative Josephson, would you like to speak to your objection?
This item, I think, was vetoed last summer. I supported the veto. It's UGF, and we have a PAD unit that deals with a lot of these issues. Thank you.
And if Ledge Finance, I realize this is a CACFA, but if you could maybe just explain this one. This is a Citizens Advisory Council on Federal Areas, I believe. It has to do with RS-244s, and I think this money would be to reestablish the council. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, for the record, Alexi Painter, Legislative Finance. Yes, this, so in FY17, Governor Walker vetoed the funding for this council, which was their administrative support. The council has not been very active since then. And last year, the legislature added 200,000 UGF to reinstate the council's executive director. And the governor vetoed that funding. Now the governor is offering an amendment of 178,100 to again reinstate the executive director of that commission.
And I guess just to correct what I said to reinstate the council, but the council is still in, they're currently in place and they haven't disbanded. This would just be money to provide them with an executive director. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman, my understanding is that the council does exist, but without administrative support, they have not been meeting and active, and their website hasn't been updated in 4 years. So I believe that this would provide them administrative support to continue their work.
Okay. And during the interim, we had an opportunity to hear from some folks regarding RS-2477s, and I think this had a lot to do with, like, the Sturgeon case, and I certainly support this money going in personally and for some of the issues that I have with regard to my district and folks who would like to access parts of the national park where we have a hot springs and folks who would just like to maybe travel over land to get to their village. And this would have to do with, you know, being able to use old grandfathered trails. And so I'm going to support this. Does anybody else have any questions? Representative
Brief at ease.
Okay, House Finance back on record. I think we are going to, sounds like some folks would like to look into this a little bit more, so we will roll GA 37 to the bottom of the list of amendments. Again, GA 37 is the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas, so that will be rolled to the bottom. So with that, I'd also like to note, I think there's a little bit of confusion as to the deadlines for both the supplemental budget as well as the operating budget. The supplemental budget deadline is tomorrow at noon, and the operating budget deadline is today at 5 p.m. So again, operating today at 5 p.m., and then supplemental tomorrow at noon. So with that, we will now move over to the next governor's amendment, which is item number 38, Representative Knopp.
Mr. Chair, I would move GA 38, fire suppression, land and water resources, mining land and water.
Okay. And is there any objection? I don't see any objections. So with that, GA 38 has been adopted. GA 39, Representative Knopp.
Mr. Chair, I'd move GA 39, again, fire suppression, land and water resources, forest management and development.
Okay. Seeing no objection, GA 39 has been adopted. And Representative Knopp, GA 40.
Mr. Chair, I'd move GA 40, fire suppression, land and water resources, geological, geophysical surveys.
Okay. And if there's no objection, so GA 40 has been adopted. Representative Knopp, GA 41.
Mr. Chair, I would move GA 41, parks and outdoor recreation, parks management and access.
Okay. And no objection, so GA 41 is adopted. Representative Knopp, GA 42.
Mr. Chair, I'd move GA 42, parks and outdoor recreation, parks management and access.
Okay. No objection to 42. So item 42 is adopted. GA 43, Governor's Amendment 43, that was already addressed by the subcommittee, so that will not be offered here in full finance. Representative Knopp, would you like to speak to that?
Mr. Chairman, thank you for that. Yeah, let me just refresh my memory, but I think GA 43 was a revolving loan fund for agricultural. It had some money sitting in there, and we had, I think, two positions there that were simply administrating the existing loans, but we had nobody there to initiate new loans, and it was a program that wasn't being fully utilized. So we added a position that would, in fact, put that program back in service and utilize those loans. So,
great. Thank you. Does anybody have any questions on the governor's amendment number 43? Seeing none, that amendment is not being offered, and so we'll move over to amendments. Well, actually, that rounds out the Department of Natural Resources. So we will next move over to the Department of Public Safety. That's on page 14 of your packets. And Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Governor's Amendment 44, Alaska Police Standards Council, and Governor Amendment 45, statewide support.
Okay. Seeing no objection, items 44 and 45 have been adopted. And that rounds out public safety. So we'll next move over to the Department of Revenue. That's on page 15. Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Governor's Amendment 46, Taxation Treasury, Tax Division, and Governor's Amendment 47, Unclaimed Property.
Okay. Yeah, I don't see any objection. So with that, items 46 and 47 have been adopted. And Representative LeBon.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move Governor's Amendment 48, Taxation Treasury Unclaimed Property.
Okay. And I don't see any objections. So with that, item 48 is adopted. And now we'll be moving over to Department of Transportation. That's on page 16. And Representative Johnston.
At ease.
Brief at ease. House Finance, back in the record.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just a little slow here. Mr. Chair, I move GA 49, Administrative Support, Measurement Standards, and Commercial Vehicle Compliance.
Okay, seeing no objection, item number 49 is adopted. And item number 50, Representative Johnston.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 50, Marine Highway System, Marine Engineering.
Okay, not seeing any objection. Item number 50 has been adopted. And we are now on to the University of Alaska on page 17. And Representative Josephson, item number 51.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 51, University of Alaska Budget Reductions Additions System-wide.
Okay, and I don't see any objections, so item number 51 has been adopted. And with regard to item number 52, that's the judicial branch on page 18, this amendment was also already adopted by the subcommittee, so it will not be offered here in full finance. Ledge Finance, if somebody could also just note what the, describe what this was.
For the record, Kelly Cunningham, this increment represents funding that was vetoed by the governor. It was added back in subcommittee, and adding it back again is unnecessary.
Thank you. Any questions on 52? We'll next move over to, we've got a bundle here, Representative Josephson.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 53, 57, 58, 59, 60, and 61, salary adjustments.
Okay, this is salary adjustments. And with that for the judiciary, and I don't see any objections. So with that, GA items 53, 57, 58, 59, 60, and 61 have been adopted. That next takes us over to GA 54, Representative Josephson.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 54, trial courts.
Okay. And no objections. So with that, item 54 has been adopted. And Representative Josephson.
Mr. Chair, I move GA 55, trial courts.
Okay. Seeing no objections, item 55 has been adopted. Representative Josephson, item 56.
Mr. Chair, I move item 56, trial courts.
Okay. Seeing no objections, item 56 has been adopted. And then on page 20, we have GA 62, and that's Representative Johnston.
Yes, Mr. Chair, I move GA 62, Oil and Gas Tax Credit Purchase Program.
Okay. And maybe this one might, I will object for the purposes of discussion, and Ledge Finance, if somebody could just explain this one.
Mr. Chairman, this item adds an amount estimated to be $55 million to pay debt service on oil and gas tax credit bonds, assuming that the lawsuit on that item is decided in the state's favor. The $55 million is an estimate based on current interest rates.
And this one just has a larger dollar amount connected to it, so I wanted to get a little bit of explanation on that. Does anybody else have any discussion before I remove my objection? Representative Josephson.
Through the chair, Mr. Painter, there's been this number of $27 million bandied about. Can you describe how that isn't duplicative of the 55 for its sort of intended purpose, as it's generally understood?
Representative Josephson, through the chair, the previous administration had planned a bond payment schedule that was increasing over time, so starting with a low payment of $27 million and then increasing over the life of the bonds. This amount reflects a level payment throughout a 15-year time period. So that $27 million that was carried forward from previous years could be used to help buy down the cost of the bond for the entire life of the bond for the full 15 years. So having that funding this year doesn't count as debt service, but it would help reduce our costs throughout the life of the bond.
So if the committee were to deduct the 27 from the 55, we'd defeat the purpose of buying down the interest rate. Is that roughly correct?
Through the chair, Representative Josephson, yes. If you deducted that amount, you would essentially pay more than $55 million by some amount, most likely.
Okay. Any further questions on this? I will, Representative Wool.
Well, sorry. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Just to re-clarify, so the 55 is the new flat rate postage stamp every year after year. If we were somehow to deduct the 27, 55 is going to be 56 or 57 or whatever for the life of the expenditure.
Through the chair, Representative Wall, that is my understanding. We can clarify with the Department of Revenue. I only ask for a single scenario using the $27 million, so I'm not sure what the difference would be.
Okay, any further questions on this item? Seeing none, I will remove my objection for item 62. Is there any further objection? Seeing none, item 62 has been adopted. We were now on to what you would think would be item 63, but that's on the last page, and we're not quite to the last page, so we will go to the next page, which is page 21. That's item 64 and 64. Representative Johnston?
Mr. Chair, I will not be moving GA 64.
Okay. And is there any questions on this? I don't see a motion for this. So with that, there is no motion on 64. We'll move over to the last page of our packet, page 22, and that is GA 63. And I believe, who has 63 here? Governors, oh, that's already been adopted. So that also will not be offered here in full finance. Is there any questions on item 63? I don't see any questions, and we'll take a brief of these. Okay, House Finance back on record. And with that, Representative Ortiz.
Mr. Chair, I move item GA 63, the Alaska Fish and Game Revenue Bond Sport Fish Fund Transfer.
Okay, and the original thinking was that that was already adopted by the subcommittee, but that is not the case. And so we're moving the governor's amendment for a language change here. And is there any objection? Representative Josephson, do you object for purposes of discussion?
I object for the limited purposes of hearing. Representative Ortiz, tell me about it.
Okay. And
just
do we need?
I would defer to.
Okay. And with that, we do have an objection. If Ledge Finance could please explain this one.
Mr. Chair, this item would deposit the. To back up there was a. Added charge to fishing licenses to pay off several revenue bonds that were made against those licenses. The bond is expected to be paid off this calendar year, so this simply deposits the remainder into that account. And I'm probably butchering this, so the Office of Management and Budget can give a better explanation if you need more information.
I recall the item now, and I withdraw my objection.
Okay. The objection has been withdrawn. Any further objections? Seeing none, GA 63 has been adopted. That rounds out all of the governor's amendments. Are there any questions or comments? I don't see any. So with that, our next meeting is scheduled. Oh, Representative Tilton.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Were you going to go back to the GA 37, or were you going to take that up at another time?
Thank you very much. Do we need more time for that one? Okay, so we'll go ahead and. So that was on page. That was the CACFA amendment. Does anybody recall which page that was on? 12. Okay. And so with that, I guess we will maybe restate the motion. When we left off, I think we had a motion on the table, but let's go ahead and move it again just so that we can have everything proper here. Representative Knopp, I think.
I'm sorry, which amendment?
And that was item GA37.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I would move GA37, Office of Project Management and Permitting.
Object for the purpose of discussion.
Okay, and did Representative Josephson?
Just that, I mean, I could talk for quite a while about the issue, but I think that we're getting by without CACFA. It served its purpose. There's a public access and defense unit. We have an administration that is very aggressive in defending Alaska's rights. This is superfluous, and it's UGF and a savings to the state if we don't fund it.
Any further, Representative Ortiz?
Just for clarification, thank you, Mr. Chairman. If we were to adopt this, what would be the UGF amount that would go towards this particular item? It's probably right there in front of me, but could you just remind me?
Mr. Painter?
Through the Chair, Representative Ortiz, it would be $178,100.
Representative Ortiz?
And would the carrier of the amendment be able to speak as to how $178,000 would be used?
Representative Knopf?
No, the carrier would not, but the Ledge Finance could. But before we get there, through the Chair, Mr. Ortiz, before we get there, if we're going to go to Ledge Finance, I want some clarification. If memory serves me, I kind of remember when this thing was created, and the purpose was to give local input into federal decisions on lands up there, and it worked well for a while, and then it got sideways for a while and kind of went away for a little bit, if I recall correctly. And I like the concept of that local input. We could see the reason for it at that time, you know, and I'm not sure how it ended up going sideways. I remember some of the issues in the past. So I think that's what I already call about this commission. So I'm saying that, hoping that Ledge Finance will have a little bit more history than I do. And
just to add to that, and going back to our earlier conversation, the council or the commission is currently still in place with its members. It's just this amount would go towards adding the executive director. And I think essentially it's to it maybe be a little bit of a check on the federal government in terms of maybe denying in certain situations access to public lands. So with that, Mr. Painter?
Mr. Chairman, I'm not sure that I have too much more to add to what you just stated. My understanding is that most of this funding would go towards paying that position and then the associated travel and services and commodities amounts needed for the board operations.
Any further questions? Representative Wool?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So this position, $178,000, largely to fund the position, executive director of a board that already exists. Is the board, and I'm not saying you have the answer to this, but to the general audience, does the board, are they rudderless right now without the executive director? Is this executive director position appointed by the governor? Has anyone been appointed yet? Well, I guess not, because there's no position funded, but I'm just wondering what the process is. And I guess lastly, Representative Josephson mentioned a commission or committee that's already in place that maybe does some of these similar functions.
Right. And just from my recollection in the training that occurred during the interim on this issue, I spoke with some of the folks who were very involved with this before, and they said the purpose of the executive director, yes, there are the commission members who are in place, but you don't have somebody who can do the work. And so, for example, if any of us have an issue, we can go to the commission and say, hey, would you mind looking into this and working with the feds? And you need somebody who's very knowledgeable, because it's a very technical issue to deal with in terms of both state law and federal law. And this person would be able to, essentially fight on behalf of folks who have an issue, whereas somebody who sits on the commission, it's a part-time board member thing, and they're not going to spend, 40 or 60 or 70 hours trying to work on certain issues. And that's my understanding, but I'm not an expert on this, but that's what I was told. So any further questions, comments? I guess who, Representative Ortiz, do you maintain your objection?
I do, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Okay. So with that, Madam Secretary, if you could please call the roll.
Representative Josephson.
No.
Representative Knapp.
Yes.
Representative Laban.
Pass.
Representative Merrick.
Yes.
Representative Ortiz.
No.
Representative Sullivan Leonard.
Yes.
Representative Tilton.
Yes.
Representative Wolf.
No.
Representative Carpenter.
Yes.
Representative Johnson.
Yes.
Representative Foster.
Yes.
8 yeas, 3 nays.
For the record, I will vote yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Representative Laban.
Yes.
8 yeas, 3 nays.
And so on a vote of 8 yeas to 3 nays, Governor's Amendment 37 has been adopted. So with that, I think that's all of the amendments. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, our next meeting is scheduled for tomorrow, February 25th. I'm showing 1:30 on my script, but is it not? Oh, yeah, that's correct. 1:30 in the afternoon. So with that, we are adjourned at 2:43 p.m. Thank you.